Greetings, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to the Underground Hip Hop Artists and More Show. As you know, we're getting back into the swing of things here, and we're going to be doing some things different, some interviews different than the past. You know, we mostly, our core has always been focused really about musicians and fashion designers and you know, filmmakers, but we're also going to be changing the game up and also include fine arts artists, muralists, illustrators, 3D animators, contemporary, ethnic, fine arts artists, and we want to make sure that this is an inclusionary space for the different creative voices that are out there that deserve to be heard, and we can share some light into what they're up to and all the wonderful, beautiful works that they create by their own hands or with their, you know, artistic pieces. For this episode, we will be interviewing a wonderful gentleman by the name, I like to call him Stan Leo, but he'll introduce himself later in his interview. He is an exhibiting artist member of the Unique Art Collective Art Gallery, which is not just any art gallery. Unique Art Collective represents artists, a very select chosen few, by the way, of audio and visual artists of all kinds and from all over the world. But in addition to the artists that they represent, they also offer a plethora of services to help out artists, even if you're not represented by them. So artists, it's good to go ahead and reach out to them. You can reach them out to them on their landing page through their contact page at www.theuniqueartcollective.com, and that's spelled www.theuniqueartcollective.com. And we just want you guys to know that it's a very inclusionary place and a space for upcoming emerging artists to really wow visitors of their exhibitions, auctions, and just participating in some of their groups and art workshops and art classes that they have. You just definitely want to tune in and participate in that. Make sure that you're tuning in to whatever it is that they got going on and stay involved. So right now, I'm not going to keep you too much longer. I'm going to go ahead and get into the interview with the artist that I like to call Stan Leo, and he's a representative of the Unique Art Collective Art Gallery. Hi, Stanley. How are you?
I'm fine. Are you?
Oh, grateful for another day, Stanley. We getting ready to get your interview started here.
Okay.
Cool. Okay. Awesome. Okay. Greetings, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to the Underground Hip Hop Artists and Contemporary and Exhibiting Artists and All the Wonderful Creators Show. Today, we're going to be talking to a young man who has the most phenomenal artistic expression and ability that we've seen in quite some time. We're going to let him introduce himself and tell you, and on the show today, he's going to be telling us about some of his works, what he got going on, some upcoming exhibits, and where you can find his work and stay connected with him. So let's get right to it. Why don't you give us your artist name that you prefer? Give us a little bit of background about your education and who you are.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Nice to have to speak to everyone. I am Stanley Onumeibu, or I am popularly known as Apocalypto Art. That's my social media name as well. I'm an artist, although I studied chemical engineering in school, but I've always been an artist. So leaving school, I went into art full time. I majorly use oils, pencils. Those are my preferred mediums. Acrylics, I also dive into acrylics. I'm also a tattoo artist. And also a muralist. I'm an all-round visual artist. So.
Awesome. I am so glad you shared that with us. Did you guys, if you're listening in right now, did you see how he tried to play down that he has a chemical engineering degree? This man is smart, okay? So not only can he help us break down chemical compositions here, but he can also create some of the best art that you've seen around in a long time. And he's a muralist. Multi-talented, multidisciplinary artist. I didn't mean to interrupt, but I had to say that.
Thank you.
Awesome. And so, can you tell us a little bit about your journey so far as an artist, and like, what motivated you to become an artist? When did you know you really wanted to pursue being a professional artist in addition to all of your other accolades?
Okay. I've always loved drawing. I've always loved painting. Even though I was, I was a science student. I was quest to be a science student, but I've always drawn. So after finishing my degree, I decided to go into it full time. I'm really inspired by expression, just art expression, expressing what I feel inside, expressing what I see, others feel. What's happening in my society around me, politics, you know, landscapes, anything that, you know, catches my interest, I always see a creative and an artful style to it. That's basically how I see things.
Awesome. And can you give the listeners one more time, tell us your social media, where can they find your works, where can they connect with you at? Let us know your social media and your handles and stuff so they can make sure they can find you.
Okay. My handle is on all platforms, including that Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, is Apocalypto app. It's spelled APOCALYPTOART. So I'm available on all platforms. All my works are there for display.
Wonderful. Thank you for sharing that. Now, let me ask you this, Stanley. Do you have any artists in history that have inspired you in your craft or in your practice growing up or just of recent times?
Yeah, I have a couple artists I look up to. They are local artists, actually, by name of Oswald Urakpai. I also have Millicent or two more. I also look up to a man called Mr. Spark.
Okay.
Those are people who, they are local artists actually, but they're really good and they have really inspired me to keep on creating.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that with us. So now we're going to talk about your exhibitions. I understand that you're going to be exhibiting with two exhibits so far coming up this year with the Unique Art Collective. One is the 500 Years of Terror, and that's taking a look back at the culture and history of racism, oppression, and hard times that Blacks and Africans have faced for quite some time, and we appreciate your contribution to that. But and also you're going to be participating in the Black Men Rising in Contemporary Art exhibition coming up, and I believe your solo exhibition is starting next year sometime. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the exhibition, like when you created works or put works, selected works for those, what kind of thoughts did you have in mind, and are these your first exhibits?
Okay, this is not actually my first exhibit. I've done a couple exhibitions, not so many though, I think normally about 5 or 6.
Oh, that's still good.
For this particular exhibition, but for this particular exhibition, I'm drawn to it because of the theme, and I issues involving racism, politics,
right,
and the like, slavery. They have a huge impact on my works. I create works base of those things because I'm drawn to such topics. I'm really excited about it and because I'm really prepared for it, I'm created for it. So I'm really excited about getting the exhibition.
Awesome. And you definitely can see it, folks, in his works. It's so much expression, and you can tell that in his works, man, he takes time, and he really thinks about the concepts and the stories that he conveys to us in his works. And you got to make sure to check out Stanley on his social media, as well as his upcoming exhibitions and support. Awesome. So can you